In case you didn't know, Target is changing some things up, including their return policy. In the last couple days, they changed the return policy online to say that they reserve the right to deny returns, refunds, or exchanges.
They think they're getting shortchanged all the time. They think people are taking advantage of them. They've had enough. They put their foot down. That affects you, Kelly.
Well, no, not really, because there is a line in this saying that they're trying to prevent fraud or suspected fraud and abuse of their return policy. If I'm returning stuff, it's just because I either bought too much or it didn't look cute when I got home. But it got me thinking, because I am notorious for returning things. And the other day, I returned something that I'm almost embarrassed to admit.
Okay.
But we were getting ready to go for a trip, and I needed a life jacket for Carter.
Right.
And so I went into his closet to get his life jacket, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's a brand new life jacket in here. I had bought at the beginning of a season, and I just forgot about it. The season was 2 years ago.
You returned something that was 2 years old?
So I went to Costco. And I stood in line. I said, I'd like to return this life jacket. It still had all the like tags and everything on it. Like, it had never been used. It literally was in Carter's closet and I forgot about it. And they go, okay, not a problem. And he starts going through the process and he's like, did you buy this recently? And I knew it was not recently.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it was a while ago. And so he goes through the system and he goes, ma'am, you bought this life jacket 2 years ago.
He called you out?
I said, did I really? Wow, time flies.
And you played dumb. You played dumb.
I totally did, because I was so embarrassed.
But see, he should have been able to work it out, though. Like, it's clearly the tags are still on, the package is still together. You didn't use it, so you weren't trying to, like...
Oh, no. He didn't call me out for, like, I can't believe... They returned it, because, yeah, it hadn't been used, and I had just had it so long that it was too small for Carter now, so...
So you returned something that was 2 years old?
2 years old.
I've never returned something in my life, so I can't compete with that. Because I'm lazy and don't want to line up and don't want to deal with it.
Please make me feel better. What's the longest you've waited to return something? Or do you have an embarrassing return story? Because when he said, ma'am, you bought this 2 years ago, I was mortified.
Our goal this morning is to make Kelly feel better. Tell us you've got her beat. 888-431-3764. Kelly returned a life jacket that was 2 years old, but had never been used before. It had all the tags on it, right?
It was brand new. It was just hanging in the closet for 2 years. And I was like, well, I might as well take it back. And Costco's pretty good about that.
So she's feeling slightly guilty about it. But luckily, Costco is really good about it. Because listen to 909 here. I used to work for a large retail chain, and we had a return policy to abide by. One of them was a 60-day return policy. And if we had customer service, refund or exchange something brought past the 60 days, they'd get written up or risk getting fired.
Okay, yes. They obviously do not work at Costco, because Amy weighed in on Facebook and she has me beat. She returned something to Costco 3 years later.
It's actually unbelievable you can do that, because they have no use for it anymore, right? It's like past its date. They can't resell it unless they go on Amazon or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what they do. I know there are some of those like outlet stores that get like the surplus of like Costco and big stores
like
that.
Nordstrom Rack, which is older.
Maybe that's where they go. Melissa weighed in and said she returned something to Nordstrom 2 years later and they took it back. So there are those stores who have those really good return policies. I mean, like, really good.
Yeah, I just can't believe you can bother doing that. It's probably why I'm broke, because I just don't do that.
I just can't believe that it was in his closet for 2 years and I didn't see it. Might be time to do some spring cleaning.
Right, what did that closet look like?
I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I'm going to. I recently returned something to Costco that was 2 years old.
I would have loved to see the look on the guy's face that took the return.
You know what? He was very pleasant. He asked me, he goes, has it been a while since you purchased this? And I was like, yeah. And I knew it had been a while. I just didn't know exactly how long. And then once he looks it up, he goes, yep, ma'am, it was 2 years ago that you bought this life jacket.
He actually said that?
Oh, it was? Oh, funny, huh? And he returned it.
But it had never been used before. That's
never
the kicker.
Never been used. No, it still had the tags on it. It was just hanging up in Carter's closet, and he's too big for it now. So I was like, well, might as well take it back. And not as bad as the 951 who said they had a friend return their used bedroom set that their kids had for 4 years. They even marked their names on the side of the headboard or the baseboard. And Costco's still returned it.
Costco's unbelievable. Is that the best for returns? You can't beat that, obviously. 909 says, I've had the basketball ring that I opened and the backboard was falling apart, so I sealed it back up and sent it back to Walmart. I've had it over 6 months and they gave me my money back.
Okay, so maybe Walmart has a good return policy too. This one, even I would not do this. 951 says, I was standing in the return line at Costco and there was a lady in front of me who had one of those big cakes. It was half eaten and it was the only thing she was holding. So I'm assuming she was trying to return it.
That can't be true.
How do you return a half-eaten cake?
That can't be true. I would just laugh and say, get out. You're using and abusing the system, and you're ruining the return policy for everyone, you moron.
And what is your excuse? Why are you returning? You obviously enjoyed half of it.
I liked half the cake, didn't like the other half. I'd take it back.
Okay.
The baker did a worse job on one half of the cake. What happened?
Brian in Eastville, there's no way you can top the half-eaten cake. What did you return?
Actually, wasn't me. It was my grandfather. He had bought a microwave from Costco. That microwave ended up going bad, and he returned it 20 years later.
Oh, my God.
Did you say 20?
Yes.
Tell me they didn't accept that.
They did, actually, and he got a full refund, and how you look up how much that microwave was worth 20 years later is beyond me.
That is crazy. Two decades later being like, yes, I'd like to return this.
Yeah.
And they adjusted for inflation and stuff, or they gave him the original price?
They just gave him the original price, whatever he paid for it.
Okay, Grandpa wins. Grandpa wins.
Well played.